Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
We are back. We're going to need to update that. Next time I see Joanna, she needs to add and UFC Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
You put HOF on everything if you make it that level, right?
Nah, not everybody.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to.
That's... You're not gonna, because if somebody asks you for your autograph, I mean, when was the last time somebody asked you for an autograph? Has it happened recently?
No.
Like, would you sign it, Randy Harris, HOF, 2024?
First of all, there's nobody crazy enough. But I was asked, and back when I was bat boy for the Cardinals, which was ridiculous. And then I've told the story about when I was playing in Robin Zander's celebrity charity golf tournament. Yeah, they required me, and I'm like, you're going to devalue these things.
Wow. You know?
And so I'm signing, and as I'm like halfway through, a bunch of guys kind of got a little loud. They're talking and they're signing right next to me. And I know I've told you this. And I look to my left and it's Kevin Cronin, the lead singer of REO Speedwagon, which is one of my favorite bands. So that was kind of epic.
Well, I'm not like a huge fan of like signatures, like autographs, but I desperately want an original Randy Harris signature autograph on my new Knockout TV contract.
Okay, well, you won't get it there, but I'll tell you where I will be honored to give you my signature. Okay?
All right.
I will be honored to sign the back of a check that you give me so I can deposit it.
Okay, fair enough.
So then when you frame it, you can just frame the back side, which will just have, my signature, and then you have it.
Well, I mean,
I do want to wish you all the best luck in your audition to be a member of Knockout TV show that's coming to the airwaves shortly.
Oh, I need to audition for this role.
Well, everybody does.
Yeah.
Really?
You've already written the script.
it's scripted, right? So we already know if you're going to succeed or not. You don't. And see, that's the beauty of it. So the fans can be vested in this, not knowing if you're going to be included. Because you don't know. They don't know.
It's all the build-up.
We know.
That's true. So that's a great way to look at it, for sure.
We have some of the best script writers. They used to work in the pro wrestling venue.
Okay. So coming out of the commercial break, I actually listened to the commercial since we were talking about it last segment. I'm like, you know what? We should listen to the commercial. So coming out of the break, the news story was Disney has a new policy that if you violate their terms of disability access, if you fake a disability to get access to quicker rides or better parking, then you'll be banned from their parks for life, a lifetime ban. So my question is, Randy, have you ever utilized anything like that to get closer parking spot or take advantage of like not waiting in line? Have you ever played a disability?
I can answer that as the producer of the Knockout Radio. Absolutely not. Why would you even ask a question?
But.
That's a great answer.
Well, hold on. But I'm willing to do it. If it'll get me banned from Disney for life.
Well, you don't want to go to Disney anymore because the drive?
Like I said, the whole thing, the drive, the unruly adults, all of that. So if I do it one time and they ban me for life, that voids out my annual pass. That's beautiful. That's, $600, $700, $800 for each of us a year I'm going to save. The money I'm going to save on gas. We stupidly stayed one time till the end of the fireworks. It took us 2.5 hours to get off the train.
Oof.
Tram.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't know how they're going to be able to do that because there's a thing called HIPAA laws.
And right, where you can't disclose people's disabilities.
Right. And you can't, demand to see, whatever. I don't have a problem with it because I'm sure there are people that are abusing it, but I don't know how they're going to, and you know what? I'm going to ask my son who works for a company that teaches, HIPAA compliance and, you know, keep doctor's offices and dentist offices and such, you know, compliant. So I'm curious what he would say.
What about,
as you know, I work for SFA Academy. I'm an advisor, a friend, you know, and I'm out there at the school a lot, and it's an inclusion program, mentally disabled or handicapped, you know, men and women or special needs, you know, so you can pinpoint, like you can look at them and see that maybe something's off, you know, and so it's obvious, but I used to think that people are born with disability. And once you're born, if you don't have any physical or speech impediments or things, then your disability phase is over, you know, but it's not true. Like patterns, behaviors, decisions that we make create disabilities, like, you know, alcoholism and drugs and anything else that you can't control. So, you know, I think the framework of what Disney's saying is, hey, it has to be something visible because there are millions of people dealing with mental disabilities that were created after they were born healthy because it's all psychological.
They fall under disabilities. So that's why I'm saying I don't know how they're going to be able to PTSD, you know, those types. I don't know if that falls under whatever category, but how do you prove that? You want the person to, you know, to lose it and think they're at a post office?
That's a tough stance. That's a tough place for Disney to be in because, you know, I mean, that's a tough policy to exercise, I suppose.
And, you know, like anything, you know, people abuse things, you know, so yeah, but I wonder how many lawsuits they're going to get by demanding somebody that does have a disability, you know, I don't know how this is going to play out.
It's wild.
Right.
Straight out in the park.
I was talking to somebody once who has, I don't remember what the medical condition is, but it's that literally they need to relieve themselves, you know, quite often. And so they had a disability pass, and I believe it was at Disney. And so when they went to go renew it, the person started giving him a hard time, and he's like, do I need to prove it right here? Do I need to pull my pants down and show you that I need to do number two on a regular basis? So, interesting.
So do you think it's more of a warning shot from Disney telling regular people who don't have identified or registered disabilities on, you know, an actual clinical diagnosis of it, to say, hey, look, it's excessive. You guys are taking advantage. You're parking in the spots. We see it. You know, you're cutting in line. We see it. It's not fair to our full price ticket paying customers who just come to enjoy the happiest place on earth. You know, you're cutting ahead of them. You're cheating the system. So you think it's more of a warning shot, or do you think it's actually they're gonna start signaling out people and questioning them if they actually have disabilities?
Well, what if somebody says that they just identify themselves as handicapped or have a disability? They identify as.
I saw a guy driving a car, and it had a white car, had a black fender, and a white marker. It said, "I identify as a trans fender." And you're going to get that. You're going to get it. Because people are going to identify as like the captain of the pirate ship of the Caribbean. I mean, you're going to get like, I'm Jack Sparrow showing up thinking that's his boat.
I did see something really strange, and I don't know when it was or where it was, but I went to go to the restroom, and the door to the left had the women's logo, you know, with the dress. Yeah. The one to the right had the men's logo and the women's logo.
That was here in Vegas.
Yeah, it was just recently.
Convention Center.
Was it the Convention Center? When we were in the Convention Center.
Well, we've seen that thing a couple times. It's when we go up there and we get that bag.
Well, no, it might be there too, but I know that we just saw it like in the last day or two. It could have been out at Death Valley, but it was weird. There's the female, and then there's the female and the male one put together. It was definitely strange. But, you know, all right. So Matt's getting a phone call. Yeah.
Which my daughter's getting a phone call. Like, how, I mean, your daughter's getting married. We know she's adult age. But what, I mean, obviously the times are different. But now with tablets and everything being digital, it's not just a phone hanging on the wall, not one family sharing the line, and, you know, when the call is busy. So now my daughters are 12 and 10. And they're getting phone calls on their devices from apps and from games, but they go to school, so they know them in the real world. But it's crazy how technology and how fast these kids are growing up. I mean, it's crazy. So
my grandson, I was just down at the house the other day, and my son tells me that he plays whenever those combat games are. He's got the real fancy headset, you know, from Audio Technica, and he plays with his two buddies. Okay, one buddy is in Alaska, and the other one's in Australia. And these three are buddies. They play literally 8-10 hours a day, I think, like every day, every weekend. I'm exaggerating a tad, but every time I go down to the house, he's over there playing these games with his buddy from Alaska and Australia.
That's it. I mean, that's life. It's just networking and connections and sharing your life. I mean, they found common interests and something. It's like me with the Jeep community. I mean, Sunday there was a massive event. 400 Jeeps showed up, and everybody was. They all have something in common that they like, and then they build genuine friendship off of it. And it doesn't have to be.
I know what it is that they have in common.
Huh.
That ridiculous, stupid wave.
What wave?
The Jeep wave.
Well, the Jeep wave is just like a friendly way to, like, you know, I think Jeep people are genuine, like, good people. They usually like to network, or they like to say hello, or they like to be polite. There's like a respect thing that comes along with it, you know, and driving places, and you have an instant connection with someone because they have the same vehicle you do, or they personalize it. They customize it to a certain way. Like, I know with the GNAT on the back of mine, everybody wants to know what the rack is. They're curious. Like, what is that thing?
Sure.
And so, you know, the vehicle becomes an extension of you.
All right, Hold on a second. This is what I want you to do from now on.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a length of time. Give me amount of days. Give me a number.
How long he's going to find himself?
No, well, that's 30. Until he...
30. 30.
Okay. All right, 30 days. This is what you have now signed up to do.
Right.
And I'm going to need proof. So by getting proof, every time somebody asks you about that thing, that iron that's on the back of your vehicle, you need to have them sign a piece of paper.
Okay. Like a waiver form?
Yeah, just proving. Now, we also need their driver's license number, because I'm going to reach out to them and ask them if they really did it. You know, you can't scam, you can't pretend to have a disability pass, and all of a sudden you turn in, you know, 500 signatures of people that asked about that thing.
Well, let me tell you what happened Sunday. So I'm pulling into the event.
Hold the story.
All right.
It's quarter after.
All right.
So let's hit our break. Let's stick
around. You're going to love this one, Randy. This is golden. Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. All right, coming to you live from the UFC Apex, this is Knockout Radio. Laying them down, as the old Disco Inferno used to say. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
We'll be and right Martin back. Brown, lay them down.
Richard Karn from Home Improvement, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Do you have a sinkhole problem? Call APD Foundation Repair. Do you have cracks in your walls?
Call APD Foundation Repair. Water pooling in your yard? Call APD Foundation Repair. This is Randy Harris, and I'm so glad I made the call to APD Foundation Repair at 352-200-9740. APD Foundation Repair services the entire state of Florida and provides free inspections and estimates. With the A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, it's a no-brainer. Give APD Foundation Repair a call today at 352-200-9740.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
There's a disco inferno with Randy Harris, and I'm here to burn this mother down.
The good old disco era. God, I missed that. So we were hanging out with Mickey D Monday. What's that? Yeah. Wednesday. So we were hanging out with him Monday. Mickey D, for those of you that don't know, presently the drummer of the band The Scorpions.
Yeah.
Formerly in Motorhead and quite a few other ones. He had the opportunity to play with ABBA. And, you know, for those that know, ABBA, 70s, 80s, iconic. And he got to go in the studio and be part of that. And, you know, to me, it's very cool when you see, you know, whether it's a fighter or a musician or whatever, you know, liking to do something with a peer, you know, that they're just normal. And hey, I can't believe that, you know, Benny and all them called me. And, you know, to me, it was really pretty cool. Speaking of cool, what do you think will be the coolest, biggest surprise of Saturday's UFC 300, whether it's a particular fight, whether it's somebody that you think may win a fight, maybe how they win a fight, maybe what is Bruce Buffer going to do, whether it's the main event or, you know, remember the big time when he did the 360 and that's all people talked about forever. You know, does he try a Tony Hawk move? So what do you anticipate being the biggest thing to happen on Saturday?
Well, coming out of the break, the disco inferno, burning the house down, Mark Coleman becoming a superhero. Go back to Cain Velasquez. We all talk about if we're in a situation as men, as fathers, as protectors, we would do the same thing to defend the victim and the person that we love, but we don't have the courage to do it, or we'll never actually follow through with it. You've got the godfather of ground and pound, the greatest heavyweight of all time, the legend, who now is transcended to next level of superhero. How can him walking out not be the greatest, like, roar from the crowd? I mean, bigger than Donald Trump, and we know that is massive. When he walks into an arena, the whole place is bigger than the event itself. So I think Mark Coleman, if this is done right, can get that same kind of fanfare and respect and credit that he deserves.
All I'm going to say on that is, nobody that is going to walk in there Saturday night at UFC 300 will get a bigger ovation than when 45 walks in. We've experienced it. It is insane. Mark Coleman's going to get a fantastic one for sure, but when he does, it goes crazy. Now, when I did do one piece of research, I'm trying to pull it up so that I can get the exact name of his company. So, you know, I did some practice. I want to make sure that I, you know, say Yuri's name right, all that kind of stuff. Your former light heavyweight champ. Do you know what his catchphrase is?
No.
His catchphrase is BJP. BJP.
BJP, okay.
Bravo, Juliet, Paul. Any idea what it stands for?
No.
It says it is the Czech version of Bomba Jack Pika, which I guess the English translation is bomb the, we were just talking about a number two, bomb the number two out of them.
Okay.
Or bomb them up. That's what I want. I want a shirt that says the Bomba Jack Pika. You know, nobody's going to know that it's basically saying bomb the out of them. I love that. Now, if I put that up on Facebook, I'll get banned for 30 days.
For sure. Yeah. This was too real. But it's great. I mean, you know what I love about Mark Coleman more than all that other stuff is that he's open about his sobriety, you know, and he's like that. Like Dustin Poirier came out recently, talked about his mental health. Like men of stature like that, that have been through it, that are the bravest of the brave and the toughest of the tough and have laid it all on the line and dedicated their body and their to this craft and to this sport, you know, for them to come out and talk about their own issues with addiction or mental health, that's what the world needs the most of. And it's going to be to be seen, but Mark Coleman is that guy that can actually save so many lives and impact more people outside of the octagon than his time in it.
Where I'm going to disagree, I agree with part of it. I don't agree that he's going to, outside of MMA and the UFC world, you know, I don't think Mark is you know, very well known outside of the sport that he helped build. And I'm not saying that in a derogatory. Everybody knows my stance of Mark. We're friends. I think I was helpful in some things that have happened in his lifetime. I agree with you, though. You know, when Patty, the baddie, got up there after a fight, you know, and made some comments because a friend of his. And you know my stance on suicide, you know, which is very strong. It's totally different than most people. And there's zero, and there's nothing that can make me change my opinion. That's my opinion. Other people are allowed to opinions. But I'm also wanting, you know, people to get help. You know, you need to get help. And when Patty the Batty, you know, and you know, it's early up in his career and how emotional he got, you know, when he talked about a friend of his that took their own life. You're right. It's needed. And my biggest thing is there's help out there. You know, you need to ask for help. And if you don't ask for help, I'm sorry, and it's going to offend you and everybody else. If you need help and you don't ask for it, it's your fault.
But it's not that easy. It's not that easy, Randy. Like for corporate America, if you get, hold on, but hear me out. In corporate America, if you raise your hand and say, I have mental health issues, you worry and fear is that you're going to be held back from promotion, that your management might look at you as not as a liability, especially in like banking industry or financial, right? So they don't want to go forward, even though the insurance pays for it, even though the company pumps in a ton of resources.
I understand. I understand. We've talked about this.
You know, we've talked about sports, you can't stand up because you look like you're not a leader, you're not a captain, you're supposed to be tough. I just don't think it's easy.
Finish your statement.
No, but
I think it is easy. I'm sorry.
But listen, I'll tell you firsthand. I have mental health issues. I've had
them. So do I.
I've had them for 15 years, and I've tried to cope with them myself. I've tried to use alcohol in different ways to cover and mask them up. And the GNAT, as much as you guys see it as a fitness device and a stupid thing, it is the only thing that has actually changed my life. Like, if you ask...
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. I want to correct you. You said the GNAT, something that we look at as a fitness device.
Well, because it's disguised as a joke fitness tool. Well, it's disguised as a fitness device. It's like a Trojan horse. It's really
me just connecting to people, like networking, like the Jeep thing, or like any kind of association that you put on a badge or a logo on your shirt and you say, I'm a fan of this team or I'm a fan of this thing. It's just talking. And so the world sees it as like these strong, crazy boxers, the most like in shape people are failing and not doing well. So of course the general pop looks at it like that's crazy. But the reality of it is, inside that session is just connecting and talking and opening up. And since I started training on this 3 years ago, I'm literally curing my own mental health issues because I didn't like the way that it was presented. I spent my youth as in counseling. My father was went away for 6 weeks. You know, like he was gone because he had to go treat his OCD and his behavior. So I spent my whole life growing up, and I didn't like sitting on a couch talking about my feelings. I didn't like that it's called rumination when you like lay on a couch and you talk about your issues. You just magnify your trauma. You magnify them. And I've been able to fix my own issues on the back of my truck. So it's way deeper than that. And I think it's hard to stand up and say, I have issues and I need help. I know, I feel it. That's why I spent so much time. That's why I love what I do, because I'm actually making an impact every time I go out. But I know firsthand it's not easy to ask for help. Because what are you going to do? Call a 1-800 number? Nobody cares?
Nobody can call a 1-800 number when you're around because you're talking. So the GNAP fixed you because you said it helps you talk, it gets you out of your shell and talk about things. Because, yeah, boy, you know how to talk. So, I mean, you're fixing everything. As a matter of fact, you lost the host. It's just me and you.
Oh, good.
The host left. He put down he's done.
Well, listen,
he's like,
Steve,
well,
listen,
my job is done. I cured him. I let him have the GNAT. And the last 15 years, you've been cured.
Now, listen.
From the ailment.
Listen, Steve.
You said people need to come out of the shell. Well, you're out of your shell. You people need to talk about themselves. You do enough of that.
Listen,
right? I mean,
if you go, Steve, if you go and ask a parent, any parent, what's the one thing you want your kid to be when they grow up? The most of them, majority, would say happiness. I want my kid to be happy. I don't care what they do. I don't care who they love. I don't care what they drive. I don't care what they are. I don't really care what religion they believe. Are they happy? That's the only thing that matters. And I can tell you from my own personal experience at this stage of my life, when I'm at the worst, as far as like the financial stability that I've ever had, I'm actually happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy, bro. Like I'm living in real time what I do for a living. And it's amazing. That's why I'm so passionate about it. That's why I want everybody to feel it, experience it.
No, I like it. Yeah. I mean, you're a very passionate person. That's great. I didn't know you were suffering.
Well, let's go.
We're suffering a long time.
I've been a long time, bro. A long time. And medication made me feel like a zombie, and I didn't want to call a 100 number where it was just like impersonal, and I knew that they were just doing a job and didn't know me in person.
And how about this?
What's that?
You're
trying out.
Right, this is not ready. Up to you, like 8-man strong, staff zone, bucked up energy, and me.
Hi, this is Bert Sugar, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms. Imagine vibrant banners fluttering in the wind, attention-grabbing vehicle wraps cruising the streets, and professional signs that showcase your brand with impact. At Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, we specialize in turning your ideas into visual masterpieces. Give us a call at 727-522-7414. Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, your compass to effective marketing.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back with you live from Apex in Red Beach for an epic weekend. The Scorpions concert coming up tomorrow, Power Slap on Friday. Just a little event, UFC 300 on Saturday. Stopping by to talk to us, Hanato Morcano. Was I semi?
100% perfect, my friend. How are you?
That's a Floridian name, right?
No, this is... if you consider in Florida, we have a lot of Brazilians and people from South America, that's a Brazilian name. But to be really honest with you, Morcano is not even a name. This is my nickname.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that means like Mohawk. You know, like the hair,
right.
Mohawk. So a lot of people think he's Italian, Brazilian. No, this is just the nickname.
So what's your last name?
Carneiro.
Okay.
No, but don't worry. Everybody calls me Morcano.
I try to get it right, you know, only because when I become friendly, you know, with the fighters, then they think, well, you said my name wrong. I'm not going to punch you in the face.
you don't have to worry about me with that. I don't care about if you're pronouncing wrong my name.
I mentioned to you, I try not to talk to the athletes before because, you know, I want this all to be live and us just having a conversation. And you walked in on the sweet jacket, and I said to you, you picked the right fight card to be on with all the cool UFC 300 swag.
100%. And I hope that card, Dana White, Justin Gaethje said, raise the bonus for $300,000. Let's see. That's going to be the greatest card if that happens.
Talk about Jalen. Yeah, your thoughts on Jalen Turner?
Tough guy. Tall guy, good striker, solid takedown defense, but guess what? I'm beating him on Saturday because I'm better, because I'm motivated, because I cannot afford to lose, so I'm going over there. And I'm not going to talk too much about him. I'm going to talk about me. I'm on the best place that I've ever been. I'm feeling great, and Saturday I will give you a show to everybody.
And that's what I was going to say, and I always say this to the fighters. You know, do you watch of your opponent, or is it really what you're going to do to the opponent, not what the opponent's going to do or what they can do?
No, there is a time for that. You know, when they call me and they ask me, do you want to fight Jalen Turner? And then I go with my coaches and I watch all the fights, and we see what strategy we're going to do. But right now, everything is plain, everything is on my mind, everything that I have to do. So right now, I don't
ask. Do you want to concentrate on the opponent, think about him all the time? Or do you want to kind of not think about it and do other things and talk about what we're going to do in Florida when you get back home?
No, to be honest with you, fight week is just about to make the weight. It's terrible. It's, you know, it's hard to make the weight. So I'm just thinking about make the weight, do all the media, do everything that I need to do. And once I'm ready, like after the weight I will think about the fight and concentrate 100%.
Since we're becoming friends, we're going to talk about some stuff we're going to do in Florida. I want you to know my next weight cut will be my cremation.
That's not a good one.
But that's the next one. You know, and I say that jokingly, but I mean it in the fact that my dad and I did this big diet, and he lost 75 pounds in, I don't know how long, 6 months or whatever, and died 2 months later. Not because of that.
Yeah.
It's just, so I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to eat. I'm going to enjoy it. And I'll joke about, you know, whatever. You mentioned that you're starting some media stuff in Florida, a podcast, a radio show. Talk about that.
I have been watching radio shows and podcasts throughout my life, especially in Brazil. I don't know much about radio in America, but in Brazil, I was a big fan of several programs. And what I like about radio, you can talk more freely, right? You can have a very good conversation. And nowadays, what people call podcast is just a radio with images, right? And a year ago, I got injury, and then I started a YouTube channel, Manny Moicano. If you guys can check it out, it's a good channel. We talk about fighting. And then last month, we just started a podcast with my friend Gilbert Burns and Maddie, a degenerate gambler. So we talk about fights, gambling. You know, and we just have a good time. It's a great show. Show Me the Money podcast on YouTube. Go over there, watch, like, and subscribe.
We'll do some cool stuff. I'm going to send this to Matt, who thinks he's Brazilian because he married a Brazilian. But just to tell you one thing, the difference between podcast and radio. This is live radio, and there's certain words, those seven words that you can't say on radio that you can say on podcasts.
Yes.
You know, you say on radio, it's like a $50,000 fine. Yes. So podcasts are good.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about it.
Thanks God that didn't say that words, because on my show is all the time.
That's awesome. Go ahead, Matt.
So I'm going to say this. My wife is Brazilian. For 20 years, I've failed to learn the language. And I just don't understand Portuguese. Like, and it's frustrating to her. But I see it because in Brazil, you guys watch everything as subtitles. So as you're watching movies and podcasts, you're learning English along the way, where in America, we don't have the Portuguese captions on the movies. So what's the best tip for me to really finally learn Portuguese so I can communicate with my wife and my children?
Brother, I don't have a good answer for you, because my answer would be marry with a Brazilian woman, but you already did, my brother. So I can help you.
Well, and honestly, I don't think she wants him to learn Portuguese, because she doesn't want to talk to him, and she doesn't want him to talk to her.
Yes.
You know, so, Mark, well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. There's a cool gun range in Tampa that I want to bring you to.
Let's go.
Do you shoot guns? Have you shot guns?
I have several guns.
Really?
Yeah, several. I love guns. Once I start to live in Florida, I start to understand about the culture of America and why the Constitution is so important. So I am a big Second Amendment guy, and I have several guns, and I love guns.
A buddy of mine said, hey, do you want to impress the people? We took the Thunderbirds, you know, the pilots. We took them shooting, and we're going to go out on their plane later today, which should be interesting. And so he gave me this pistol. I know nothing about guns.
Okay.
You know, I know how to shoot them. I know how to protect. And I brought this gun out, and even the gun range guys are like, holy crap, where'd you get that? Let me shoot that. Let me. So, yeah, there's some good guns available,
awesome.
You know, everywhere, you know. What's it like training at home, you know, in Florida, you know, the heat? Everybody's like, well, it's a different heat. You know, I come out here, I get bloody noses all the time. What's it like getting accustomed to that in Florida?
To Vegas, you mean, or to Florida?
Yeah, you know, vice versa. When you come out here.
I don't feel that much. Different? No, I feel to get on the fight week on Tuesday. So I spend the most of time with my family at my home, that I can, like, eat the food that I'm used to. I can watch the shows that I want to watch, the YouTube, the podcast. And then on Tuesday, I fly to Vegas, and I feel great. I don't have any problems with that.
Acclimation. Do you listen to music? Do you go for, you know, not to worry about the training portion, just to get through these next couple of days?
On the fight week?
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to read a book, so I have a couple books with me. And to be honest with you, most of the time I call my wife and we watch TV.
What do you do for fun? Not fight week, just, you know, regular, every day you're living at home.
I am a boring guy. I like to stay home. I like to, like I say, I like podcasts, I like books, I like to be home. Sometimes I like to go to the beach. Sometimes I like to go to casinos. In Florida, we have a casino. I like to gamble.
I was going to say you wanted to just watch your gambling buddy gamble.
No, but the problem is I cannot bet in fighting anymore. But I like the roulette. I like blackjack money. Yeah, and the bad thing is, especially on a casino, you're going to lose money.
Well, my uncle once told me that, and I don't gamble. I don't gamble at all. I don't enjoy it. I don't like losing money. And my uncle said they didn't build these facilities, these casinos, by losing.
No, 100%.
You know, so I'm not against that. Before we let you go, let's move it back to Saturday night, UFC 300, Jalen Turner, the tarantula, to see when you get back in and do what you do.
Like I say, tough guy. Tough fight, but I'm ready. I have been ready for a long time for the fight. So Saturday, I just have to show up and do my thing and finish Jalen Turner. It sounds easy, right? Now it's time to go over there and beat him.
Ship. It's the ship. See, I was in the military. That's why I keep the ship there.
Exactly. Beat the ship. Yeah, bro. I'm sorry.
UFC 100, a friend of mine who used to play in the NFL, Marcus Jones, then, you know, attempted to get into MMA. He was in the one of the toughs. And he told me that he didn't like football. He was just really good at it, made a lot of money at it. Are you good at what you do, or do you enjoy what you do, or you're just good at it, and it's your job?
I am the biggest UFC fan ever. I have been watching UFC every Saturday since UFC 95. So I watch UFC 95 through UFC 300, almost all cards, almost all. I like to watch. I think that's why I start to... That's why I started to competing professionally. So I love UFC. I just love UFC.
Before I send it back to Matt so he can ask another question, can you help? Can all of us Floridians kind of get to the UFC and have them start a little bit earlier? So we're not up till 1 and 2 in the morning, you know, as the pay-per-views are going off?
100%. That's the thing that I don't like about UFC sometimes. You know, it's very, very...
Late for us, right?
Late for us, but... The whole world wants to watch UFC,
absolutely.
So we have to adjust that. But definitely, if they could put the fight to start at 4, at 2, that would be better.
See, I have to fly out here and cover it here because I'll fall asleep, you know, if I stay at home. Go ahead, Matt.
No, I just wanted to wish you good luck on this fight this week. And please tell Daniel and Vicente and Coach Mendez down in South Florida that I said hello, all my Brazilian brothers. Abraço.
Of course. Thank you so much. Abraço, my friend. Thank you so much.
No idea what either one of you said, but thank you very much for your time. We're going to get your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on and talking to us, as well as some stuff from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
Perfect.
Enjoy the week. Enjoy the process and enjoy the reward. I call it Christmas Day on Saturday.
Yes.
All right. Let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, coming to you live from the UFC Apex. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Stap Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator.
It's Chuck the Ice Lozell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round. BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Curtis Razor Blades, UFC heavyweight. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we're back for our final segment coming to you from Las Vegas, coming to you from the Apex. I think I'm supposed to be saying the Apex, not the UFC Apex. Hanging out here for another couple minutes, then we'll go downstairs, do a couple media things, and then head out to the Thunderbird Plains. I don't know. What's the chance that we actually go up on one of those, Matthew?
So I'll tell you what. I got excited because I know I was there at the Super Bowl when you offered it to Alex Kappa, and we talked about it on air with the Thunderbird pilots. And I told that to a veteran that we both know is a very well-known fishing captain around here. And he said, really? You're going to go up in that? Use the taxpayer money and, you know, like take advantage of, you know, the system,
yes,
if you will. Kind of
yes,
like the Disney
I am.
Thing.
And, yes, I will. I will take advantage of anything.
But as much as it would be cool to go, like, do it, because I was in Panama City, I saw the fire jets going overhead, I'd message you. I'm like, Randy, let's follow through and make that offer stand. And so I didn't know how it works with them, if it's like, you know, they have funding or money set aside, earmarked to offer experiences to people of you know, special need or of achievement or bravery or media. So I didn't know if it was like still, if they have that policy in place. If they do, I absolutely want to go up in that thing.
Okay, well, first of all, I didn't know you were offered.
I thought we were together, you and me as a team.
No, I keep saying there is listen, no we in team.
Team upside down and reverse in a mirror is me.
Okay.
Me.
First of all, I thought we had a long talk about this you stuff. Okay. But I'm going to use the Kobe Bryant. There is no I in team, but there is an ME in that blankety blank.
I no thought question. He had issues.
Okay. Yeah.
And then our producer, not our producer, but our station chimed in. We were talking about how fast, if there's a governor or a speed limit in planes, and how fast. The question came in, how would you pull them over?
Superman.
Superman would have to do it.
Yeah, Superman would fly up there and tap on the window, kind of like my car got tapped on at a red light last night, or it was really a green light. Flies up.
If flying cars are the future, if drone cars and things of that nature are going to be, the Jetsons is going to become reality, you would have to have some kind of system in place to regulate traffic. Otherwise, it's a wild west, right?
Well, you know, honestly, I've thought that when I watch the Jetsons, and they have all those, and they're just flying around. It's not like streets. It's like zipping in and out. It's kind of like the way I drive, you know, which I'm looking forward to that. But no, it needs to be regulated so that when, and it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I won't be here then, you know, it's down the road, but what?
It's already regulated.
Is it?
Not Jetson Flight.
Oh, Jetson Flight, right, because we're not there.
Right. I want to take a ride in the Lost in Space machine.
Speaking of Will Robinson. We saw a total eclipse this week. Most of the country experienced total darkness in the path of totality. So your thoughts on it, Randy? Did you see the eclipse? Was it important to you? Did you show your kids, grandkids?
Not important. Didn't show. And what I heard is it went through Texas, went through New York. They got a free gift card, a free cell phone, and it continued out over the water.
Okay.
Nothing.
So, nothing. I mean, that's it.
The immigrants, you know, how they come in through Texas and then they take them to New York.
That was out there, man.
All right, so we normally don't make picks. I don't like to do it, but let's do it just for the fun of it. You pick one, I pick one, you have to take the other. So I'm going to let you go first.
Start at the bottom of the card.
Yep.
Okay, so your first fight of the Epic UFC 300 is Davison Figueroa versus Cody Garbrandt.
Just like I said it was. So who are you picking?
I'm going to go with Cody. I think he's getting more confident. I think he looked good his last couple showings. I'll go Cody.
Okay. I hate making these picks. I hate doing it. I'm not a fan of it. I'm going to go Bobby Green.
Okay. Your women's strawweight fight, Jessica Andrade versus Marina Rodriguez. Number 4 ranked versus number 6, both Brazilians. I'm going to go, it's hard to go against Andrade. She's been so dominant. I'm going to go Andrade.
I was waiting for him to say, it's so hard to go against, but I'm going to go against. Tough one. Jalen Turner's tough. Good kid. I like him. I like him a lot. But because he was just our guest, I'm going to go against Jalen Turner.
So Renato Machido, like his nickname is the Mohawk. That's interesting.
Right. The Mohawk. All right.
Going back to Big Black and Chris, when you called him Chris, nicknames are tricky because that's your brand. That's your personal brand. If that's what people know you as, if you call him your legal name in public, it's a problem. I mean, look at Terry Bollea and Hulk Hogan, right? It's a prime example.
We got to get through this quickly. We only have about 6 minutes left, but it's the same thing with the pilots. And I asked them, do we go with, your names, or do we go with, your Primo and Slasher? All right, your pick.
So it's Yusuf versus Lopez. I'm going to go Diego. He's explosive. He's exciting. He always puts on a show. I think he's going to win.
I'm going to go against everything I've said for 30 some years on the radio. Okay. I think Kayla Harrison is the real deal, and okay. I'm going with.
Interesting that on the fight card on the UFC.com, that her picture is blacked out. There is no photograph. Is that because they haven't had time to get one? Is that because she's from a different organization? Why the shade?
Well, she's not. Yeah, she's not. She's a UFC fighter. I mean, there's no idea. I'll try to ask when we go downstairs.
Okay. Right. So
your pick.
Calvin Kattar versus Aljamain Sterling. Kattar's so crisp with his boxing. Aljamain's the next level. I mean, he showed that against Peter Yan over those last couple fights. I'm going to go Kattar.
Wow. Okay. Moving along, I'm going to go with your former champ, Yari.
Yari versus Rakic. Rakic, I take Rakic straight up. I think he's the real deal. And Jan, we don't know how he's coming off of his shoulder surgery.
Go. Bo Nickel, Cody.
I think this is an emotional one. I think Bo kind of is building that love-hate affair that makes you a star. As much as I want to see him win, because I want to keep people seeing how they think that it's cherry-picked and they hate it, I want to see Bo win. I'm going to go Bo.
All right. I'm going to go Oliveira.
Oliveira versus Chisrukin. Is that how you say his name? Tazari.
He knows how to say it.
So, Armand. Right. Armand is the
DMF title.
Whew. Oh, man. I'm going to go.
Really?
Justin Gaethje versus Holloway. I think Gaethje shines. I think it goes back to the Kattar. I think his boxing is just a little bit more crisp. I think he's going to step into greatness. I think this fight does it for him.
Well, I think he's already there. I don't think that this fight, does a whole lot. I think this, honestly, I think Justin has everything to lose and very little to gain in this. Max, the smaller guy, everybody expects Gaethje to win. I do as well, to be honest. I think this is Gaethje's fight. I truly do. I'm torn here on this,
Yeah, Zhang versus Jan.
Zhang. God, this could be the fight of the night.
Oh, well, absolutely. Right? I could only imagine what it would be like to be actually in China. Are they allowed to watch the UFC? Is it broadcast on the TV?
I would say, yeah. All right, we're going to run out of time. I'm going with the champ.
All right. I got to go with the champ as well.
So you're going Pereira?
Yeah, I got to go Pereira.
Okay.
I think he's special. He could be that one guy that comes along every once in a while. That's probably what John Jones would have been without the off the octagon antics, which keep going, where he just was arrested recently for threatening a USADA testing agent. So
the thing about the main event is Jamal Hill never lost the title. You know, he got injured and had to, you know, relinquish it. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, Jamal Hill, you know, was good. And it's kind of like what you said about Yari. You know, is he going to be able to come back? Will he be able to come back, you know, stronger, you know, after such a devastating injury? All right, we are out of time, Matt. Good job. We will have details coming in the next couple of weeks about Knockout TV show. I should have put that in front of it. Knockout TV show coming to you soon. What, Steve?
There's only two chairs for the TV show.
See, if you would have gotten that chair at Royal Rumble, you'd have your own chair.
I have a staircase. I can just climb up and listen to the show.
No. Well, okay. You can do that and listen. I thought you were going to try to drive the Jeep in just so that, A, it gets on camera, and, B, then you have a chair. Hey,
we
good
broadcast
stuff.
From it.
We'll holler at you later. We are checking out. We're going to go downstairs, do a couple more interviews, and then head over to Nellis Air Force Base. And just to piss Matt off, I'm going to try to get up in the plane.
Matt, you're going to have your own hour on the TV show.
Oh, nice. Thanks, buddy.
After we're done.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater.